Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for September the 27th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. We reject revolution, but stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We believe in the rule of law. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Last hour, we talked about Republicans fail once again, forced to scrap health care vote. Rand Paul, the good guys in the Republican Party, win. Donald Trump and the insiders, Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, and the swamp loses. That's phenomenal news. Judge Roy Moore wins Alabama primary. That's phenomenal news. Looks like Moore is now going to face former U.S. attorney Doug Jones on December the 12th. Strange. That's Luther Strange. Trump and the McConnell Alliance Leadership Fund spent over $10 million to promote the swamp and shut down Roy Moore, and they failed. Moore's campaign spent just $1.1 million in the same time period. And that's phenomenal news. But you know what? Former Judge Roy Moore is a classy character. He says, even though Donald didn't support me, make no mistake, I support the president. That's good news for Judge Roy Moore. Hopefully, Senator Roy Moore. We spent a tenth of the money. We went against the president, the vice president, and the insiders, Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, and their huge war chest of funding. They outspent us 10 to 1, and we still won in Alabama. Folks, that's epic. We shut down socialized medicine, Republican style. We shut down their agenda with Roy Moore. That's good news. Janet Yellen said she may have misjudged inflation. Well, you can never judge inflation properly. It's a hidden tax on the people, folks. Reject fake money, would you please? Where's the Donald to end the Fed, huh? Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke literally says one third of his department workers are not loyal to him or to Donald Trump. Donald, you got to do mass firings, my friend, or the swamp will absolutely shut you down. Unless you're part of the swamp, show your true colors, Donald, would you please? Twitter's going to test a double character limit, only 140 characters per tweet now, but they're thinking about and they're testing for a few people, 280 characters. Will that get it done? Bill O'Reilly back on Fox. Do you like that news? I don't. I think it's a failed insider plan again. Chronic teacher absenteeism in the government schools. That's great news. Walmart testing a service that stocks your fridge while you're not home. A delivery person is given a one-time code to go into your house. Who on earth would do such a thing? Certainly not me. All right, I guess St. Louis protests have been eclipsed in the news by the NFL debacle, by the Donald Trump failure in Alabama, by the Donald Trump / Republican inside failure on health care. Now they're pivoting to tax reform. It'll be a failure again. Nevertheless, while all that's going on, the St. Louis protests are in the news. Agent provocateurs funded by George Soros and probably Hillary Clinton and like-minded extreme members of the Communist USA Party, portions of the Democratic Party, all in bed together for this epic protest. St. Louis protests could cost the city, well, it's already costing millions of dollars to deal with the protests, but could cost the city their chance at the Amazon's second headquarters, literally costing them thousands of jobs. You see, Amazon's kind of saying, hey, man, we don't economically want to go to a city that's in turmoil and under protest and literally under siege by a bunch of Antifa / Black Lives / Black Panthers / Communist UA leaders or USA leaders. We don't want to do that. So now they're saying that, hey, Amazon may not even be looking at St. Louis anymore. What a tragic, tragic situation there. What do you think is going to happen with this tax reform? I hear that the Republicans may raise taxes. Did you see this? Literally, these people talk lower taxes, lower taxes, lower taxes forever. Just like they talked about getting rid of the Obamacare repeal, right? Then they talked replace and failed, failed, failed. For 7 years, they've failed. Now they're talking about, quote, tax reform. Will they raise taxes? Well, now there's indications that the Republicans want to raise taxes. Yeah. They say they want to cut the top tax rate, but they want to increase the lowest personal income tax rate from 10% to 12%. Did you see this? Republicans agree to raise the bottom tax rate. What do you think of that? You cool with that? It's not at all what they ran on. When they were running, they didn't say that. So, is it a read my lips? No new taxes? Now, they talk about increasing the double standard or doubling the standard deduction kind of thing, but it's all a game. They say Republicans oppose raising taxes, except not really. Right? Washington Post has that piece. What do you think of that? Republicans oppose raising taxes, but not really, writes the Washington Post. Aaron Blake writes the piece for the Washington Post and breaks this down a little bit for us. President Obama speaks at the Georgetown Waterfront Park on July 1st. Right? He talks about lowering taxes, lowering taxes, lowering taxes, reforming, simplifying. 46% want lower taxes. The majority of Congress sign a pledge to lower taxes per Grover Norquist and other tax lowering advocates. Almost all the Republicans have signed Norquist's tax reform pledge not to raise taxes. Now, only 4% of Americans, according to Grover Norquist, support raising taxes. But that's true only in the most, quote, general of senses. You see, in general, that's true. But it depends on how you play the game and divide and slice and dice up the American people. They're okay with raising taxes on, quote, wealthy Americans, on cigarette smokers, on vacation homes, on unique slices of people. All right, so case in point, Washington Post ABC News poll was released. 65% of Americans said that large corporations paid too little in taxes. Even when it comes to Republicans, that's the party that's made a name for itself on the, quote, small government, low taxes party. But 43% say the taxes on corporations are too low. So Americans do want higher corporate taxes, they say. What gives? The answer is they're just lying to you. They tell you what you want to hear at election time, and then they betray you, right? Republicans oppose raising taxes, except not really. I kid you not. Washington Post. That's what's going on. It's tragic, folks. Republicans agree to raise bottom tax rate. Republicans promote taxing the wealthy. St. Louis, now due to protests, might economically miss out on thousands of jobs. Is the Donald weighing in on this stuff? Huh? It's crazy. This is going on. So, are they going to raise taxes on the rich? And on the bottom? Wow. What do you think of that? I think it's a classic bait and switch, and that's why the Republicans are designed to lose on taxes now, too. They're a failure, folks. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
So the Republicans, after failing on the border wall, after failing on health care, after failing on so many things, they've got nothing done, literally speaking. Now Republicans, quote, oppose raising taxes? Not really, writes Washington Post. Republicans agree to raise bottom tax rate, says another headline. Another headline, quote, Trump says he could raise taxes on rich Americans. Fortune.com. Trump says he could raise taxes on rich Americans. Now, you think Steve Bannon's the good guy? Well, not so fast. Steve Bannon of Breitbart, quote, pushing Trump to raise taxes on the wealthy? Question mark. What on earth is going on around here? Well, they lied to you. Just like we knew they would. Right? Just like we knew they would. They lied, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? They planned to raise taxes. Right? Now you type in Rand Paul tax. Senator Rand Paul releases flat tax committee. Rand Paul says, I'm ready to fight for tax reform. Rand Paul calls Republicans' leading tax reform strategy a terrible plan. I kid you not. He calls it a terrible idea. What do you think of that? Wow. Joseph Lawler is the one writing this piece. What do you think? Trump now pivots to tax reform. Right? Now listen to this.
On what kind of loopholes that might be closed. At this point, it doesn't even look clear that they have worked out exactly what their plan will be. So he doesn't have a lot of specifics to outline as it is. You know, it looks like already they have backtracked on some of his initial promises. You remember back in July, Trump came out with this very brief outline of what they wanted to do on tax reform, which included reducing the corporate tax rate from 35 to 15%. Well, now it looks like they're targeting a range of between 20 and 25%. But there's so many details that remain unclear here, including, for instance, this push to get corporates to repatriate profits from overseas.
See, they're already failing. The plan Donald talked about on the campaign trail, the plan you and I would support, not even on the table for discussion anymore. Trump says he could raise taxes on rich Americans. Steve Bannon pushing to raise taxes on the wealthy. Even our friends aren't our friends anymore. Rand Paul calls Republicans' leading strategy for tax reform a horrible idea. Why? Because they were talking about lowering taxes, but now they're not really talking about lowering. What they're talking about is creating a strategy that literally raises taxes, that doesn't lower revenue. And if they raise taxes, now it's a win-lose game where they're going to raise taxes on some, they're going to give people breaks, they're going to try to pit the American people one against the other for an agenda. It's not at all what we talked about. Wow, what do you think about that, folks? Wow, it's hard to even fathom this stuff. But they're not going to win on tax reform either. Nobody's talking about abolition of the IRS, the hostile organization that literally went after conservatives. The swamp used the IRS to go after conservative people, and there's no accountability. The courts just said, Lois Lerner's fine. Donald talked big, but does nothing. Rand Paul's saying, you know what? Your ideas are a failure. Could Rand Paul be the linchpin to shut down the Republicans raising taxes? St. Louis, Missouri now, because of protests in our streets, possibly losing the economic opportunity of a lifetime. All right, now they're debating this tax holiday. What's that? You say it's repatriating American dollars from overseas that are held hostage overseas because of the high tax rate. America's tax rate is way higher than most nations. So corporations are keeping their money outside of the United States. Donald and others wisely talking about bringing that money back. But now they said that it would bring all kinds of jobs back. It would do all kinds of awesome things for America. It would be incredible. But now they're using the mainstream press to set the stage for that to become very controversial. Headline. From Eduardo Porter, will tax holiday generate jobs? It didn't a decade ago, they write. It was the summer of 2004. And a bipartisan majority in Congress talked about repatriating this money, and it would basically be awesome for jobs. Well, it didn't pan out. It did not lead to an increase in domestic investment. A lot of the companies repatriated the money, and they literally bought back a bunch of their own stock and all kinds of other things, but they didn't accomplish much. What do you think of that? They lied again. But here's the good news. It could bring back jobs if done right. But is the goal of the government to bring back jobs? See, that's the problem. That's where the American people are so deceived. Okay? It's not government's job to bring jobs. Okay, they say that these companies lost their sense of right and wrong when this money was repatriated. I don't believe that. Governments do whatever society encourages them to do. And governments literally control the outcomes of what companies do. So they want you to believe that the tax holiday, will it generate jobs? No, it won't. It didn't last time over a decade ago, and it won't again. That's not what they said on the campaign trail. But most times you find out the devil is in the details when it comes to these tax reform plans. Let me give you an example. While they were talking about lowering the tax rate from 30, 40% on most corporations down to, say, 15% in the beginning, and now they're saying, well, no, it'll be more like 23, 25%. So they've already reneged on half of it, even though they haven't even got out of the starting gate on this tax reform discussions. They've already waffled and sold us down the river. While that's going on, I don't know if you know this, but Puerto Rico is a territory of the United States, right? And Puerto Rico has their own taxing system. The IRS doesn't really apply it, kind of carves out specialty details for Puerto Rico, who has the ability to deal with taxes themselves. Well, Puerto Rico has been in debt so far and had an economic meltdown for so long that a couple of years ago, I can't remember if it was 5 to 7 years ago or something like that, but Puerto Rico literally put two provisions in place. I think it's called Provision 20 and Provision 22, where they literally allow American businesses to relocate offshore to Puerto Rico if an owner lives in Puerto Rico for at least, I think it's 183 days a year, in other words, over 6 months, then they can literally reduce their tax rate down to like 4% if they follow 20 and 22, both of these regulations. So little old Puerto Rico can put things in place to give themselves an economic boom. But the nation led by the Republicans is stuck on stupid and can't follow suit. So literally American businesses are relocating in droves to Puerto Rico. Never mind the fact Puerto Rico doesn't have power. Puerto Rico's island is absolutely devastated. Now Donald Trump is being criticized for not providing relief fast enough. But American corporations are literally going to Puerto Rico for tax savings. Now, why would a company go to Puerto Rico? Because there's millions and billions of dollars at stake when these companies make these decisions. Literally, by the devil in the details, how many of you knew about these, quote, Puerto Rico initiatives? I bet you most of you didn't have any idea that was happening. Well, Congress made it happen. Puerto Rico made it happen. How come we can't do that in America? We can't even get below raising taxes for the bottom rung and the top rung. And even guys like Steve Bannon are pushing to raise taxes. Nobody's talking about eliminating the IRS. This is fiasco number one. The epic battle's on. I predict Republicans will fail once again. I pray it isn't so. But I don't see them coming together on anything they promised, and they haven't even started the discussions yet. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. It's become a matter of they said, they said. The government talking about how much relief is headed for Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands and what a wonderful job it's doing. And then radio reporters are picking up sound bites of sobbing mayors of major cities who say people are dying because there's not enough food. When supplies such as food, water, and medicine are brought into the islands, people desperately need them, but they may not be able to get to locations. Meanwhile, some are claiming that FEMA officials are stifled because of red tape. While multi-millionaire NFL players are throwing temper tantrums by refusing to salute during the national anthem and to pay honor to the flag, there may be more significant news happening in Tennessee, that terrorist attack on a school. The church had a mixed-race congregation and was attacked by a black man who just happened to be from the Sudan. He started a shooting spree by killing a young white mother of three in the parking lot and then entered the church. And as you may have heard, he shot the pastor and then shot six other people. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
The county sheriff is the first line of defense in preserving the constitutional rights of all citizens. To help your sheriff keep his oath of office, join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Who taught you to skip stones?
My dad.
Family. Isn't it about time?
He must be good.
Yeah, my mom taught him.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
So much to talk about, so little time. James Edwards, well-known talk show host of the politicalcesspool.org radio program, syndicated by Liberty News Radio, with us. There's so much to talk about, James. First off, Republicans fail once again on health care. The Donald literally threatened Rand Paul, said, if you don't vote for health care, we'll politically isolate you. What a shame on the Donald.
Well, Sam, I actually caught the last half hour of your show in the car. I had an early morning doctor's appointment for my 7-year-old daughter. We got out of there. I was tuned in on the Listen Live phone line. So I heard your great recounting of the Republican failures. Of course, it wouldn't take much to isolate a Paul, but your point is well taken. Now, let's just hope that we have one senator now from the state of Alabama that we can count on, because make no mistake about it, of course, when Roy Moore won the primary last night, he became the next senator.
Now, you heard, I don't know if you heard the details, but Roy Moore spent $1.1 million. Luther Strange, backed by Donald Trump, Mike Pence, all the insiders, Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, used this huge fund. They spent well over $10 million. Literally, Pence and Trump went to back Strange, and they all still lost in an epic slam dunk.
The huge takeaway from this that Trump would do well to know is that all of the people, especially the people in the South, which he swept, and he really won Virginia, too. He lost Northern Virginia, but all the rest of Virginia he won. I mean, he lost the part of Virginia where the bulk of the population is, the D.C. Population, the transient population. Anyway, the point is this. All of those people who voted for Trump didn't vote for Trump because of Donald Trump. They voted for his message. The message is what got the voters out. So even with Donald Trump packing crowds down there, even as recently as this week, they even said, the Washington Post reported, everybody they talked to said they came to hear Trump, but they're voting for Roy Moore. And, of course, he was down there specifically to promote Luther Strange. So this should prove to Trump and everyone else it was the message that got him elected, not his personality or charisma or anything like that. But I would like to say this, by all accounts, and I don't know Roy Moore personally, I just know what I've read about him. I appreciate his righteous stand on homosexuality. By all accounts, he appears to be a good and decent and godly man, and that is why the establishment hates him. That is why the media hates him, but that is why the people love him. I think, Sam, we may have a good senator.
Our prayers, that's the case. Donald got an epic loss on multiple fronts there. Again, I'm not intending to go against the Donald. What I don't understand is why he would talk so much about draining the swamp and then literally join Mitch McConnell in backing Luther Strange, a well-known insider. I don't know why Donald would do such a thing. He's schizophrenic.
Well, yeah, there has been some hints of that. I think that's a good word. I mean, maybe not clinically, but politically, as many of them are. But no, I think Roy Moore is as close to a personification of the average Trump voter as you're going to get, particularly south of the Mason-Dixon line, and really north of it too. God, country, family. I mean, but this is a guy that this is the kind of guy, as the Bible teaches us, we should prefer Christians to be our rulers. This is the kind of guy we should be sending to Washington. But as you know, it's certainly a very rare anomaly that we get someone like that in Washington. And again, if you take all of the Senate and all of the House, there's no one like Roy Moore. There may be some that are vaguely in the ballpark, but there's none that have taken the stand and paid the price like Roy Moore has without ever backing down. And God bless him, he's been rewarded now with a greater seat and a greater power than he ever had
before. Time will tell. Now he goes head-to-head with his former attorney, Mr. Jones, a Democrat. And I don't know what's going to happen. It'll be December 12th will be the epic battle. Now Donald Trump promised he would back Roy Moore, though, so that'll be an interesting twist.
Well, that's fine. Trump's irrelevant at this point as far as that race goes. There is no way a Democrat will ever come out in a statewide election in Alabama. Not for a long, long time. This race is guaranteed. Roy Moore's your senator.
As long as there's not vote fraud, I concur. But vote fraud is an epic reality check, folks. Don't be fooled.
No, I agree, but there's going to have to be some epic vote fraud to get a Democrat out of the state of Alabama.
I concur, and I'm just trying not to be so positive we get stung by our ignorance if we're not very careful. Now, Republicans, they claim are opposing raising taxes, but not really. Republicans agree to raise bottom tax rate. Trump says he could raise taxes on the American richest people, says Fortune. Steve Bannon pushing Donald Trump to raise taxes on the wealthy. Rand Paul calls Republican leading strategy for tax reform a horrible idea. They've failed at everything. Now they're going to push to raise taxes. What do you say?
Well, Sam, taxes did not even register during the presidential campaign. I'm not saying it's not important on some levels, but it's not even in the top 10 most important issues that a president of the United States should be addressing right now. I mean, right now we are really at a crisis as to whether or not America is going to be a first world nation 30 years from now, 20 years from now.
Even Puerto Rico can get their act together and lower taxes to jumpstart their economy, but the Republicans can't get it done in America, huh?
Well, I heard you talking about that.
Now, I know Puerto Rico is supposedly part of America. I don't understand, though, if we're going to talk about racism, what about this sub-state called Puerto Rico that's not quite a state, that's a territory that doesn't have quite full voting rights? What about all that?
Yeah, I think we want that for the South. Give me that in Tennessee. But, well, it's interesting you bring up Puerto Rico. Now that they're all going to be coming here, since their island was flattened by Hurricane Maria, it's got to be a two-edged sword. Maybe they can teach us about taxes, but they'll further swamp us in terms of the third world invasion of the republic. But, no, I mean, look, people voted for Trump for immigration, for jobs, for America First trade policies, for his disdain of political correctness, and then he's still giving some politically incorrect rhetoric from time to time, but that ain't policy. And that certainly isn't enough to warrant a second vote for the people like me who gave him a vote the first time. The wall is the most important thing right now. I mean, you could say social issues, obviously the right to life, all of that stuff. But something he could actually get done right now is this. I mean, defund.
He could shut down Roe versus Wade right now if he had the guts.
Well, I mean, I'd like to see him. I'd like to see him tackle that. But
I bet you Roy Moore would get her done, my friend.
If you get more people like Roy Moore in there, then you can start having that conversation realistically. You can start having that conversation if you appoint better justices. And that's a whole other
Donald Trump wasted plenty of political capital trying to shut Roy Moore down.
Well, that's absolutely right. And I think people should take note of that. And I think at the same time, Trump should take note that what he said didn't go in a state that voted overwhelmingly for him over Hillary Clinton. So, and again, what this teaches us, Sam, that another takeaway from this is that people actually came. I'm surprised. I'd become so jaded that I wasn't sure. But people can think for themselves. I think we saw that last year when they voted for Trump. Despite all of Trump's faults, the fact that 110% of the media outside of this network and a few other alternative media outlets were in the tank for Hillary, and people rejected that. Well, now even the president, with the people that voted for him, endorsed, went hard in the endorsement of Luther Strange. I mean, was down there, was on the ground, was going all out, and they thought for themselves and said, you know what, we voted for you for president, but we're going to go with Roy Moore here.
Now, Ben Carson backed Roy Moore, Sarah Palin backed Roy Moore, Steve Bannon backed Roy Moore, a lot of people descended from the Donald.
Ben Carson backed Roy Moore, but it shows me that the people still have the ability to think for themselves, and that's good. I mean, you would take that for granted, but we should take that for granted now if you've ever watched a Mark Dice video. So congratulations to the people of Alabama.
What do you think of Steve Bannon trying to encourage Donald Trump to raise taxes on the wealthy?
I mean, again, that's such a peripheral issue for me. They shouldn't be talking about taxes at all.
Nobody, that's their next hoped-for win. Whether you think it's a top issue or not, that's where they're hoping to make some hay and gain a win here for
once. Well, of course, the people who give them all the money, it's an issue important to them, I guess, because the bottom line is the most important issue to the...
There's only one way they could gain brownie points with me on the tax issue, and that's if they abolish the IRS.
Well, I don't see that on the table.
It's not even close
to
on the table.
We got that out of Senator Paul, who is becoming increasingly isolated, I guess. In the Trump administration,
increasingly isolated, but increasingly correct every second.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say every. Well, he had some bad points in the campaign.
No, I'm saying he's increasingly correct, which means he's not totally correct, but he's progressing more and more and more to be correct more of the time.
Well, they are usually correct, if not almost always, on the issues of freedom and liberty. And obviously he's right on this. The IRS, the Pauls have always been stalwarts on, and they deserve our support there. But again, to answer your question, I'm just not interested at all in taxes. I mean, they get
wow.
too much. They're going to continue to get too much. They may adjust the rates for some people on the margins, but it's not, look, that is not anything that's going to save or destroy America. I mean,
I predict another epic failure. They'll get caught. The devil will be in the details, and they'll get nothing done. It's a non-starter. However, there's interesting news. Your favorite senator's in the news.
Well, who are we talking about here?
We're talking about Bob Corker of Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
Good old Bob. Republican of Tennessee. He's also chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. I guess he's announced on Tuesday that he will not seek re-election next year.
Well, that's good news. Hey, that's some good news.
Does that mean James Edwards running for Senate? Liberty Roundtable in seconds. Hang tight, y'all.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
The first time I ever truly took a drink was the summer before my freshman year of high school.
When I was 12, I went to a party, and everybody was drinking, and so I just grabbed me a beer and started drinking.
The first time I drank, you know, it was fun. Fun game, see if we can do it without getting caught. But I didn't know that I was going to want it more.
I wasn't drinking beer. It took too long to get drunk, and I didn't like the taste very well.
You know, it got to the point where I was drinking so much, I was getting bored with the feeling. I was getting bored with the buzz.
That's all that goes through your head is, when am I going to get wasted again?
You know, I started in slowly, you know, with pot. Then you just slowly move up the scale. It's the typical story of a drug user.
Beer's the easiest thing for teenagers to get, and so they take one beer, which is like your first step.
Don't even do it. It's not worth it. Take it from somebody who knows.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Yeah, so Bob Corker, Senator of Tennessee, he basically says he's not going to run for re-election. That ought to create a scramble in the state of Tennessee, James.
Yeah, every time a statewide seat like that comes up in Tennessee, you have, I don't know, about 15 nominally conservative people running. I mean, people that if you took bits and pieces of all of them, you could create one good candidate. You got about 15 of these guys that'll throw their hat in the ring, and what you'll end up with is today, they'll split the vote from one another. You'll end up with a Bob Corker. That's how it always works. And we can't get our act together like Alabama up here, even though we're just one state above. But yeah, Bob Corker is the antithesis of Roy Moore. He represents everything that you wouldn't want if you're a conservative, even though he masquerades as one. And he's just another guy that's done nothing. He's been in there for years. He's just another hack of the establishment. And, well, he can't be gone soon enough, but unfortunately, he'll probably be replaced by someone like our other senator, Lamar Alexander, who's equally repugnant. So there you go.
Well, all I can tell you is that we ought to have James Edwards run for Senate.
Yep, James Edwards in about, oh, I don't know, what, that $5, $10 million to get started?
Hey, now, Judge Roy Moore won with only $1.1 million compared to the $10 million of Donald Trump and backing crew, right?
Well, and Roy Moore has been attacked pretty heavily, too. But Roy Moore, I guess, well, that's a good case study, that's for sure. His reputation is probably a little better than Bond, though.
All I can tell you is it's worth running on a third party, though. If you could literally split that, you know, reality check and run all the way till November, you'd have a great opportunity to spread the word of liberty and increase your profile and do a lot of good things.
It's ironic, as I share with people from time to time, and certainly on every anniversary we've ever had on the radio, and we're coming up on our 13 years now on the air, it was running for office that gave me the opportunity to get into radio. Had I not run for state representative and a seat in the Tennessee state legislature back in 2002, the door would have never been opened for me to get into radio. So I wouldn't be here if it had not been for that campaign. So there is always benefits in running, even if you can't see them at the time. I mean, certainly I ran to win that campaign. I was 22 years old. I really thought I had it. As little did I know, I mean, running as a third-party independent against an entrenched incumbent. But we ran to win, and we did it the right way. We had a solid message, and it didn't work out, but the Lord had other plans, and because of that, here we are, Sam.
Well, there you go. Now, another interesting little twist that I wanted to mention here. It's kind of an interesting story. There's a new poll out, James.
All right. We like polls.
Well, we like them when they're accurate, when they're honest, when they're fair. And this one actually is. I don't understand how they, you know, came out with it exactly. But headline says, poll, quote, 57%, a, quote, clear majority, want to keep Confederate statues.
Yeah.
Now, Rob Shimshock wrote the article for Daily Caller, so the mainstream press is silent on this one.
Yeah, no, I've heard about this. We talked about this on the show a couple of weeks ago. It may have been a different report or a different poll even. I think the poll that we cited had it, and it was a PBS NewsHour poll in association with some other big left-wing group. I mean, it was two leftist organizations conducting this poll, but their poll was that 67%, not of people in the South, mind you, nationwide. So in the South, you'd have to figure it'd be 80% plus. 67% of all Americans, according to that poll, were in favor of keeping the Confederate monuments, including, I believe, 40-some-odd percent of blacks. So that was really telling. You would think that the way that the establishment lying press presents this issue, that it's only a handful of ignorant whites in favor of it and zero blacks. But no, what it actually is about 50-50 percent black support for the Confederate monument and anywhere between 60 or as you put it, 57% and 67% of based upon the two polls that we have of whites, and that's nationwide, not in the South. Obviously, you would imagine that it will be even stronger if you did a poll of just the Southern states.
All I know is it doesn't matter what poll we're talking about. Americans literally back these representations of historical reality is the way I would claim it. It isn't about whether you agree or disagree with everything or agree or disagree with the man or associate with the party or whatever else. Americans believe in true history is the point.
Well, I think a lot of people, the attacks on the Confederate symbols and the Confederate heroes is obviously a relatively new manifestation. You didn't see this very much prior to, the last 20 years. Obviously, it's ratcheted up quite a bit in the last 5 years. But before that, you honored two sides who fought for things they believed in, the lie that it was all about slavery and all about that. I mean, that's all new history. I mean, we learned this even in my experience growing up in the 1980s, going to school in the 80s and 90s. We were taught reverence for these figures. And, of course, as you know, even the United States Congress passed a law many, many years ago, decades ago, saying that anyone who fought for the South is to be honored with full military honors, I guess you could say, in terms of they are to be recognized as a citizen who fought for the United States. In other words, Confederate dead are to be given the same honors and dignity as U.S. war veterans. All of that we know, and I think some people can honor the fact that, hey, they were both soldiers, they were both brave men, and of course people here in the South and people who have looked into the heroes like Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson and others know that these were not only just great soldiers but great Christian men, great Americans, and they are worthy of our respect. Now, I think that those polls, it should be much greater. It should be 90%. It should be 95% in favor of them. But the fact that after all, this goes back to what we were talking about earlier, Sam, people still, believe it or not, have an ability to think for themselves. And it just goes to show how skewed the media representation of these things are, how biased, how dishonest, nothing. Forget Trump, forget Roy Moore and all the other people who have been maligned by the press, nothing could have been presented more negatively than Confederate symbols and Confederate heroes in recent years. And yet still these polls show that people can draw their own conclusions, and we should take some hope in that.
Well, and again, it just goes to show that it takes alternative media sources to report these details, or the mainstream press doesn't let you hear about it at all.
Oh, yeah, you'd see this poll, I mean, obviously if we found it, it's not secret, even though we're pretty good at digging up otherwise obscure news that wouldn't get reported elsewhere, or the news that the networks refuse to use, as you put it. But these polls are certainly not page A1 of the New York Times. I mean, this is stuff that it doesn't fit the narrative, it doesn't advance their agenda. So you may find it on a website. It may be somewhere on a link that you wouldn't catch if you weren't looking for it. But it is out there.
But I'm of the opinion on this one that, you know what, had the reverse been true, in other words, if it was 57, 67, whatever number in favor of removing the monuments, it would have been top billing news, sir. When the polls went in favor of the American people and honest history, then the mainstream press just simply dumped and buried the story for the most part.
Hypocrisies and double standards have never, ever tripped up the media. I mean, it doesn't even cause them to blink the fact that they are utterly and diabolically hypocritical. It doesn't faze them at all, and that just is the mark of a sociopath and someone who would be rooted out of a decent society. And I can't think of a finer example, Sam, and we'll be covering this extensively just to give your audience an advanced preview of what we're going to be talking about on Saturday night. You want to talk about a double standard? I can't think of a more incredible example, and I use incredible in a negative way in this, of what happened in Nashville, Tennessee, just on Sunday. We all remember Dylann Roof. Well, of course, as you know and as your audience knows, the negative image of Charleston, the exact opposite, racially reversed image, took place in Nashville, and the media's coverage of it couldn't be more contrasted. I mean, this was a guy, this Sudanese immigrant, who went into the majority white church in Nashville this weekend and opened fire exclusively against white members of the church. I had a Facebook page littered with black power and anti-white sentiment. And the media rushed to cover this story before the details came out, I'm sure hoping it would be another white-on-black shooting.
It was black-on-white. The guy was an immigrant, and the only way we stopped more carnage was with a Second Amendment supporter standing up with his concealed carry to defend liberty, and then the mainstream press dumped the piece.
Yeah, so that was a double whammy for them. Number one, the racists didn't fit their narrative, and it didn't advance their agenda. So once that those details were ferreted out, it was dead to begin with. And then to make matters worse for them, the only reason many more people weren't injured and killed is because you had this guy go out to his car, get a gun, contest and challenge the alleged shooter, who it appears shot himself during the confrontation with the church usher. It doesn't look as though he went in there to do a murder suicide. It looks as though it was an accidental discharge that hit himself.
Time will tell. Nevertheless, Second Amendment takes center stage in a good way, and good, honest Americans defending pro-life views. Last story before the end of the hour I want to get your comment on. Now Saudi Arabia announces that they're going to allow women to drive there, James.
And that's progress, Sam. I think that the number of motor vehicle accidents in Saudi Arabia is about to skyrocket.
Well, do you support women being able to drive there, James?
Yeah, we'll let them drive. I don't think they should vote, though.
All right. Yes, drive, no vote. Ladies and gentlemen, it's very interesting how this is all coming down. Sadly, when America gets less freedom, all the other tyrannical nations get more freedom. What's up with that?
All kidding aside, that's a good point, Sam.
All right. Thanks for being along, James. Any final word?
Hey, God bless you, everybody. Once again, congratulations to the state of Alabama for doing your duty and electing someone worthy of the title. Love you, Sam. Thank you, folks. Support Liberty Roundtable, libertyroundtable.com.
And ladies and gentlemen, James Edwards' program every Saturday night, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Check it out, an epic broadcast that's thou shalt not miss, in my humble opinion. Thanks, James. All right, ladies and gentlemen, libertyroundtable.com. Kirk Crosby celebrating his 36th wedding anniversary today. That's why he's not with us. He'll be back tomorrow, though. No big deal. But we celebrate God, family, country, and certainly one man, one woman marriages, along with our buddy Roy Moore. Great news. We declare this nation shall endure.